Hi everyone. Mentor and disciple relationship Daisaku Ikeda, lecture 12. Nichiren and disciples part 1. My wish is that my disciple will be cubs of the lion king, never be left laughed at by the pack of foxes. It is hard to encounter a master of Buddha, a strike like Nichiren, who since distanced kalpas in the past down to the present day has never begrudged his body or life in order to expose the faults of his powerful enemies. From in the continent of Jampaduta, Ghosa 2. My mentor, second supervisor, Josiah Toda, once said to a group of students, "If you wish to join me in becoming a true seeker of this Buddhism, then behave as a genuine disciple of mine." Having the attitude and a different outside observer really one do. Genuine disciples are those who sincerely put their mentored teaching into practice. The SGI, the organization, truly carrying out the Buddha's intent and decree. Its members are courageously practicing the Darshan Buddhism in present age and spreading throughout the world, propagating Buddhism in the later day of the law. Soon it will be 28 April 2009, the anniversary of Nichiren Daishonin, establishment of teaching on the day in the 1253. The Daishonin chanted Nammi Horengege for the first time at Siochoji Temple in Awa Province, present day Southern Chiba Prefecture. In doing so, he launched a great struggle for Kosen Rufu aimed at leading all people to enlightenment throughout the later day of the law. This event evidently drew hostility and persecution from the priests and followers of existing Buddhist school and the secular authorities of the day. In many of his letters, the Daishonin refers to the community of believers who strive alongside him as a Nichiren disciple or Nichiren followers. After the establishment of his teaching, more and more followers began to emerge in different parts of the country. Inspired by the Daishonin, profound compassion and personal integrity, the community of disciples who were firmly resolved to uphold and protect the mystic law grew to cover a considerable area. For instance, in Kamakura, the seat of military government, they were followers such as Shijo Kingo in the province that today comprise Chiba Prefecture, Toki Jonin and other disciples were active. There were also numerous followers in the area near Mount Fuji, to which Nikko Sunin, one of the Daishonin leading disciples, had close links. Later followers who embraced the lofty mission of Kosen Rufu even appeared on the distant island of Sado, where the Daishonin was exiled. The community of believers is a great faith-based alliance of individuals who champion the cause of Kosen Rufu together with their mentor and offer moral support and encouragement to each other in their endeavor. In modern terms, it corresponds to an organization or body of Buddhist practitioners carrying out the propagation of the mystic law. How delighted the Daishonin would surely be to see the growth of community of Nichiren disciples, which today exists to 192 countries and territories as a result of tireless effort of the mentor and disciple of Soka. The fundamental spirit of disciple. Let us now turn to the passage from in the continent of Jambudvipa that we are studying this time. My wish that my disciple, Nichiren disciple, will be cubs of the Lion King, never to live at by the pack of foxes. It is hard to encounter a master of Buddhism, strive like Nichiren, who since distanced kalpas in the past down to the present day, has never begrudged his body or life in order to expose the faults of his powerful enemies. Although this letter is only fragment and its recipient is unknown, it nevertheless conveys the fundamental spirit that one should strive to cultivate as disciple of Nichiren Daishonin. Lion King, in terms of use to describe the Buddha, and here it signifies the Daishonin's lofty state of being as a champion of the mystic law. The Daishonin message is that since the teacher is a Lion King, the disciple must behave as the cubs of the Lion King. In other words, they must strive fearlessly and not be ridiculed by the pack of foxes. A reference of cunning people who resent and slander the correct teaching of Buddhism and try to obstruct Kosen Rufu. Life is a battle. Work is also a battle. Buddhism is about winning. The Daishonin stresses in writing, young people in particular need to have strength to trump over adversity. It is crucial that they acquire the kind of ability that will lead them always emerge victorious. The kind of ability that commands other respect. The basis for this is our Buddhist practice, which is the key to absolute victory. Mr. Toda, Daishonin disciples are the cubs of the Lion King, which means the more training they receive, the stronger they become. To become Lion King ourselves, we need to win in one challenge after another, no matter how small it may be. Never growing carelessness complacent, the Daishonin testify to this point, stating the Lion King is said to advance three steps, then gather himself to spring unleashing the same power Whether he traps a tiny ant or attacks a false animal, in the struggle of life, victory leads to happiness, while defeat leads to unhappiness. You must therefore strive to win in the end, regardless of the setbacks we may have experienced along the way. Following in the footsteps of the Lion King, surmount all obstacles. Never be defeated by corrupt or malicious forces. Achieve one brilliant victory after another. This is the Diogenes call to his disciple. He then further outlines how his disciples should conduct themselves, striving with the same commitment as the mentor Nichiren Daishonin, specifically emphasizing 4 points. First, he instructs his followers to practice as he does. In other words, strive in faith with the spirit of oneness of mentor and disciple. This means the spirit to join in the Daishonin struggle for Kosen Rinpoche, earnestly chanting Namme Ho Renge Kyo and widely propagating the mystic law. In other letters, the Daishonin stresses, those who call themselves my disciple and practice the Lotus Sutra should all practice as I do, and become Nichiren disciple and lay believers should realize the profound karmic relation they share with him and spread the Lotus Sutra as he does. Furthermore, as I touched on earlier, he repeatedly addresses followers as Nichiren disciple, my disciple, Nichiren and his follower, you who are my disciple, and so on. The Daishonin does his utmost to drive his message home to his disciple, so that each of them, without a single exception, will continue to advance intrepidly on the great path of oneness of mentor and disciple. The Daishonin fosters his disciples' faith and commitment by confidently proclaiming himself to be the model they should follow and urging them to practice alongside him with the same spirit of devotion as he. Perhaps no other teacher can compare in this regard in this history of religion. Daishonin's bold use of his own name was also a mighty lion roars in defense of the correct teaching, a fearless declaration of his resolve to bear the full brunt of the something, jealousy and hatred of the three powerful enemies and the inevitable storms of persecution. We can also interpret as an expression of his profound compassionate wish to help his disciple gain greater strength and wisdom through emulating his dauntless struggle against persecution and so be able to adorn their lives with honor and victory. To borrow a metaphor, the mentor can be likened to a needle and the disciple to a thread. Only by the thread following the needle can a garment to be completed. It is the mission of responsible disciple to persevere and pass on the brilliant legacy of mentor and disciple to future generation. To unite one's effort with the mentor, to follow the mentor example, this is the foundation for achieving Kosen Rinpoche. If the shared spirit of mentor and disciple is lost, the correct teaching will not flourish, nor will it be transmitted to people of future ages. How do we actualize mentor vision? To constantly ponder and chant about this question and to keep seeking to understand what the vision is, to strive in faith with the same spirit of our mentor, this is where true oneness of mentor and disciple can be found. The heart of a Lion King. The heart of Lion King is the core of mentor-disciple relationship. The struggle of Kosen Rinpoche lies in the path of oneness of mentor and disciple. To have the heart of a Lion King is to have a courage to dauntlessly challenge even the most powerful adversity, no matter how fearsome, in order to protect the law. The key is courage. It is courage in the fundamental life force that wells forth in our lives when we summon up that courage. The heart of Lion King is characterized by the courage that comes from revering and believing in the correct teaching. Hence, a person who possesses such courage fears no enemy, no matter how powerful. This principle also applies to our own individual struggle for Kosen Rinpoche. It is important for each individual to become a Lion King and be firmly resolved not to let devilish person come anywhere near the members in our area. That is why Nichiren Daishonin says, my wish is that my disciple will be the corpse of Lion King. When we stand up with the heart of Lion King, the mystic law fills our beings and our life force of the Buddha to battle obstacle, devilish function, wells forth. The path to attaining Buddhahood is found in honest efforts such as striving like the sun to illuminate people's lives and like the Lion King to vanquish the obstacle of all other animals. That's why the Daishonin urges his disciple to practice as he does. The spirit of not begrudging one's life. The second, the Daishonin faces the courageous spirit of not begrudging one's life. The mark of genuine disciple is the strong resolve to champion the correct teaching with the ungrudging devotion. If we remain true to the eternal mystic law to the very end, our lives will also shine with the everlasting brilliance. Throughout his life, the Daishonin demonstrated a spirit of selfless dedication to the law. Sigilously, here we can see the profound spirit of Daishonin. He risked his life to the point of the Irenaeus doctrine, being preached by the established religious authorities of the day. He went on to clearly expose and prove the error of this powerful influence on both Buddhism and the happiness of the people. The error had become deeply in society, adversely influencing people's beliefs and leading people astray. In a similar context, Mr. Toda once declared, "We have to establish a tradition of defeating powerful enemies at a crucial moment. To do so, we need to apply ourselves with a sense of dedication and responsibility. We can accumulate tremendous good fortune when we denounce malicious and destructive attack and do our utmost to support our maintained faith. That is how we create causes of future growth of the Soka Gakkai. Negative influence that obstruct the flow of Khosun Rinpoche must not be ignored or left unchecked." Daishonin states, "When the provisional teaching are source of confusion, they must be thoroughly refuted from the standpoint of true teaching. The Lotus Sutra, through courageous efforts to speak out for truth and justice and set to record straight, we can expand our circle of trust and friendship in society. While we are forging ahead tirelessly on this path, we hope to actualize the Daishonin ideal of realizing a peaceful and prosperous society based on the humanistic principle of Buddhism. That is, establishing the correct teaching for the peace of the land. The good fortune for encountering a great mentor." Nichiren disciples stood firm and tall like Mount Fuji to uphold and protect the mystic law. Good fortune of encountering a great mentor. Fourth, the Daishonin notes that it is hard to encounter a master or a great teacher of Buddhism. With this statement, he is reminding us of the importance of having gratitude for one's mentor. A master or great teacher of Buddhism referred to here, of course, specifically indicates the Daishonin. He is the person who showed us the world of quintessential life state of the Lion King, invincible and ever victorious. The first and second president of the Soka Gakkai, Tsunosuke Makoku Chinzo Saitoda, meanwhile rose up to carry on the work of Khosun Rinpoche in exact accord with the Daishonin teaching. They are the Soka Gakkai greatest mentor of teacher in faith. There is nothing more wonderful or fortunate than being born in the same age as great mentor and striving for the same ideal and aspiration as the mentor. Having been so fortunate to encounter my own mentor, Mr. Toda, that is what I truly feel. I cannot fully express my gratitude for the wondrous karmic bond I share with him. The above 4 points lie at the heart of the proud spirit of Nichiren disciple, whose mission is to propagate the supreme teaching of the mystic law. They constitute our true path of practice, distance kalpa in the past down to the present day. Trimping with the heart of a lion king, the Daishonin put his own life on the line to protect his royal, loyal and dedicated community of followers. His letter to his disciple brings with profound compassion and concern for them. How deeply the Daishonin must have prayed for their health, long life and development, happiness and victory. He had a clear grasp of the individual situation, their health, their personalities, even their strength and weakness. He perhaps knew them far better than they even imagined. With such insight and understanding, he chanted Dhammaku for his disciple happiness and encouraged and guided them in faith so that they could open the way to absolute victory. For this reason, the Daishonin embodies the virtue of the teacher. Mr. Toda often reflected on the Daishonin state of mind during his exile on Saitoji land. He felt certain that the Daishonin must have been driven by passionate resolve to lead every single one of his disciples to victorious and happiness. The debt that the Daishonin disciple owe him is truly immeasurable. The lifeblood of the Daishonin, boundless compassion and integrity, pulses vibrantly throughout the community of Nichiren disciple. The harmonious community of believers itself is the embodiment of the towering life state of the Daishonin as the Buddha of the later day of the law, who possesses the three virtues of souvenir, teacher and parent, embodies the principle of the oneness of the person and the law. Today, we of the SGI are the tourist and most dedicated of Nichiren disciple, a gathering of practitioners that is actually making a Khosun Rinpoche a reality. I have striven with my whole heart and being to protect our noble organization and our member. I have staunchly defended this organization that my mentor declared to be more precious than his own life. I have thoroughly safeguarded the great citadel of Soka, acting as a roof and canopy of our more than 10 million members. And I have done so in the spirit of living extension of my mentor, a champion of selfless dedication to the law, a flag bearer of truth and justice, and disciple filled with eternal gratitude. In perfect accord with this passage from in this continent of Jambudvipa, we of the SGI, linked by the bonds of mentor and disciple, have steadfastly practiced the Daishonin Buddhism as shared with the people throughout the world. Let us continue to advance triumphantly with the heart of a Lion King. Thank you so much.